Today we'll be doing Siv Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Im Hayoshev Yashav Kfar VaAmad Zevet Sido." If the person was already sitting there first, and then the guy comes to daven, Eino Tzarech Lakum, he doesn't have to stand up. Shahari Zeb Babig Vulo, because the other person encroached in his space. You call Mako Midas Chasidus Ulakam Afilu B'Chai Gavna, but the Rama says that it's a nice thing to do. It's a Midas Chasidus to stand up even in this case. The Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Beis says, "Lakum Elo Hamispalel Tzarech LaHarchik Dalat Amos Mimenu Kisharuta Lamarul Hispalel." The guy wants to daven, he has to back away 4 amos from the one who's sitting. Babig Vulo VaDavka Beveso, that's in his own house. But if the person sitting is not sitting in the proper makom kavua, he's within 4 amos of someone who has a makom kavua, then the person sitting has to stand up. Even if people purchase their makom kavuas, you still have to be machmir. And he says, but if you're learning, then you could be making. Certainly, if a Rav is teaching his students, then for sure you can stay there. Midas Chasidus Kedei Laharim Michshol Mechaverum Sha'asa Shalok Kishura Sha'amad Lehispalel Besoch Da'al Ramo Shal Hayoshev Kfar Behetr V'yeshiva So He Ganai L'makom Kadosh Alat Tfila. You want to remove any obstacles or any impediments of people thinking that you're doing the wrong thing by sitting within 4 amos of someone who's davening. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Siv Dalet tomorrow.